know how to choose a lunch that will help to keep you as bright as you are today and in all the days to come. And then comes time to pay. Oh, what a line stopper this can be.
The sheer thrill of eating lunch at school hasn't changed all that much since the 1950s. You get out of class, talk to friends, and maybe dive into some comfort food. Let's say chips, milk, and some mystery meat.
The chicken sandwich. I like that it has some sort of crunch to it and that it's just like homemade chicken sandwich.
Bosco sticks. The cheese. I really enjoy the cheesy ingredients. It's really good.
I usually get a lot of salad because it's good for me.
Sometimes if they have something different, I'll try it. Like macaroni and cheese, broccoli, and broccoli with cheese.
Edison Middle School students Andrea Cooper, Allegra Lubaga, Rio Beals, and Joshua Jackson are enjoying lunch prepared by Mary Davis, the director of food services in the Champaign School District. She and her staff prepare about 5,500 meals a day. In her year and a half on the job, Davis has introduced more fruits and vegetables. And by next fall, fruits or vegetables will be required on every school lunch tray. Davis has even added tofu as another option for high school students, despite the added expense.
Tofu is quite high if you get a regular serving, but we're willing to take those costs on because this is the way we're headed, and we want to be there ahead of other districts and ahead of any mandates and regulations that they may enforce.
The USDA requires schools to offer proteins, grains, vegetables, fruits, and dairy. In the Champaign School District, elementary school students are required to have all five components, but students in upper grade levels can pick three out of the five for their meals to meet federal mandates.
Hello, how are you today? You owe 80 cents, okay? Thank you.
Ethel Dwyer is a lunchroom cashier at Edison Middle School.
Hon, do you need to get a milk? Okay. Did you get silverware? Thank you.
So based on the federal requirements, a complete meal can be milk, juice, and a vegetable. Or it can be two Bosco sticks and a milk, since that includes grains, dairy, and proteins.
Thank you.
Chris Light-Branneman has a son at Edison Middle School. She says her son talks about school meals the same way she did at his age.
And that is to complain all the time about it. But I think that here they seem to have a balance of choices. I know that that's one of the difficulties of adolescence is he has to make the choice, and there's a lot of prepackaged stuff that I hope he doesn't choose, but I know he probably will.
Stopping by some of the lunch tables at Edison, the attitudes about nutrition among the 6th, 7th, and 8th graders run the gamut. Tyler Thompson credits his parents for encouraging him to be healthy.
Like when they were younger, they didn't eat healthy, but now they're eating healthy. They're like a role model to me, so I'm just going to be like a role model back.
But for some students, like Erica Sepich and Mackenzie Williams, nutrition isn't a factor.
Why don't you guys ever think about the health aspects? Do your parents talk to you about it?
No.
Yours?
No.
Should they do think?
Nope. It's really our choice, though.
Why do you say that?
Because it's our body, and if we want to eat unhealthy foods, then that's on us.
Mary Davis says offering healthy options can be one obstacle because of the added cost. But she says another challenge can be getting students to willingly eat the food.
Students are in a hurry. They want to get outside, or they want to talk with their friends, and they haven't eaten until the bell rings. And so they're throwing a lot of their food away except for maybe their chocolate milk. Getting them to eat it is another issue.
Davis says pushing for health and wellness in the schools is a team effort. At Carrie Busey Elementary School, she recently removed sugary items from the breakfast menu, substituting whole grains, bagels, and white milk for donuts, certain cereals, and flavored milk. But Davis says it's the teachers who must play an important role in encouraging students to appreciate nutrition.
I will make my way through and tell you the go food, the fresh fruit or vegetable, healthy food that I would like you to eat today to get your name in the raffle.
Meet Carrie Busey's PE teacher, Wendy Starwalt.
Tavon, applesauce. Did you eat your applesauce?
I did.
If you eat it, you can.
Tavon, I ate all my applesauce.
Weak applesauce.
Starwalt scans the lunches of kindergartners. She rates their meals on a sliding scale. Go foods, like fruits and vegetables, are considered the most healthy. Slow foods, like yogurt and cheese, should be eaten in moderation. And woe foods, like frosted cupcakes and candy, are reserved strictly for special occasions. Oh, and students who eat plenty of go foods, well, they can win a prize.
I have four basketballs, two pedometers, and a water bottle. If I call your name, you may come and pick one thing.
Starwalt says based on conversations she's had with parents, many of her students are conscious about eating the go foods, not just at school, but at home. While the Champaign School District does sell a la carte items at the middle and high schools, it does not sell those snacks at the elementary schools. Meanwhile, vending machines are only accessible to students at the high schools. Even though some students may fall off track at times, Starwalt says what they learn about nutrition at a young age sets a foundation for the rest of their lives.
People used to only drink soda pop like on a Saturday night. Well, now if you go to a high school, you'll see soda pop all year, all day long, including Gatorade, Propel, which are just as full of sugar. And that didn't used to happen years ago. And so that we have to kind of shift our kids to know, you know, that's a treat. That's something special. If you're going to have that, you can't drink that all the time.
Many of the nation's schools are working to provide healthy meals. The Obama administration this year announced new guidelines for government-subsidized free and reduced meals, of which more than half of Unit 4 students qualify. Among the changes, meals will have calorie caps, sodium will gradually decrease over a decade, and flavored milks will have to be non-fat. Some of the changes will be in place by the fall, while others will be phased in over time. I'm Sean Powers, Illinois Public Media.